time today. Appreciate it.
I understand we have another COVID casualty.
We do. But fortunately, he's the most organized guy in the city, and so
yeah, so everything's taken care of.
Everything's done. I texted him and he said, "Oh, everything's done."
Yeah.
David Franson will be out with COVID, I think, for our celebrations, which is too bad.
Because he's kind of the cog that keeps it all running.
He is the biggest cog in that whole machine, no doubt. Let's see, I'm gonna... Oh, you texted me and said Zoom link isn't working.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Yeah, I don't. Usually you just touch it and it opens, and I was pounding on it, trying to get it to work.
Make sure.
It did work okay on my end, but sometimes different systems, different, whatever.
It just took me like 10 times, and then I got in.
You had to believe. You had to really believe.
I lacked faith. There's no doubt. When it comes to technology, I really doubt myself quickly. It's like, okay, I'm doing something wrong. What is it?
I'm kind of afflicted with that myself sometimes. I'm hoping others don't have that problem. There's council member Van Langeveld. Welcome. Are you all recovered from last night?
I thought it was a good turnout and it went well.
Yeah, seemed to be.
Elisa, what was your take on it all?
There we go, we can hear you now.
There you go. I was just getting hooked up to the audio as well. I didn't hear the question or what you were talking about.
Oh, we were just talking about last night. I said I thought it went well and there was a good turnout.
Yeah, I think it was great. We estimated at the best we had about 300 people, which they felt like was a great number, a real win. And I asked a couple of the vendors there, and they said it was a lot busier than it is on a normal night, and they thought that was great. There was a minute towards the end with the DJ started playing some music with very explicit lyrics. That lasted about 10 minutes before several people came and shut that down. I don't know if any of you were there when that was happening.
I wasn't at that point.
And
what were the lyrics exactly, Elisa?
They were bad. Like, I'm pretty swear friendly in my life. Yeah. And no. they use the N-word, which I know there are groups among whom that's fine, but I feel like Parkavan is not that place. So he stopped it really fast. Well, it was about 10 minutes.
I was surprised the music started out so mild, and
yeah.
Kind of strange.
Yeah, he was playing music I knew.
I figure if I know the music, it's not good.
Yeah. It is interesting how the hip-hop culture can drop N-bombs left and right, and that's okay.
Not anyone in the culture. Like, it's still a subset. I do not think any white people are saying that word, and nor should they.
No.
But yeah, some people can, and I just feel like that we're not those people, and these kids are not those people. So
yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought it was, really positive, upbeat. And a lot of that, I think, goes back to the people on our committee, that they were positive, upbeat people.
Which yeah.
Kept it that way. So, yeah, it was great. I just saw that Natalie came on. Do we have a full quorum here?
Did you guys have a problem joining by the Zoom link?
I did.
Is there a way we can send it out to everyone again? Because I couldn't find one that wasn't in a PDF, and so I just had to type it in.
Well, it should have worked from the email I sent you yesterday.
It did not.
It took me about 10 times before I was able to get in. I don't know why, but...
Well, let's see.
Looks like we're missing Stan.
I just sent a text to Stan and Lisa.
Yeah, and Lisa. I guess we do have a quorum, though.
Yeah, we do. And maybe while we're getting started, Wendy, you could, is there a way you can send a link that's a little more direct to Stan and...
Stan is here. He's in person.
Oh, Stan's in person. With a tie on.
And I did just send the link to he and Lisa.
Okay.
Right from the Zoom account. So hopefully she'll be able to get on if she's having trouble the other
day. All right. Sorry about that. We'll have to make note that sending the link in a better way we need to do in the future. But yeah, we're already recording there, so we can we can start.
All right. Welcome everyone to the special session of the City Council meeting for June 28th, 2022. We're all mostly, I guess I say we're mostly joining by electronic means. The exception is Stan, who's representing, he's the anchor tenant here in the...
I thought it was faster to come here than it was to clean out my desk.
All right. So we just have one item on our agenda. It's consideration of resolution 2022-23R, a resolution authorizing the city to, quote, pick up the employee portion of the Tier 2 Public Safety and Firefighter Retirement System 2022 enhancements. And so, Ken, do you want to do this? Or
yes. I'll lead off, and I'll start by just apologizing. This resolution should have been passed when we adopted our budget, and I apologize that that was an oversight on my part. It's a fairly, you may have noticed if you read the memo, it's a fairly simple and low cost action that we're taking tonight. Though the issue has a history to it, a little bit of a complicated history. The state legislature made adjustments to the Tier 2 public safety and firefighter retirement contribution rates a couple of sessions ago, legislative sessions ago, and increased that rate, and then allowed cities and counties and other entities to elect to pick that up or pay that on behalf of their employees, or to not pick that up, which means the employees would have to make up the increase through normal payroll deductions. In our city, 2 years ago, we elected by resolution, the former council that is, to pick up the increase, and which was 2.27% at that time. And then in 2021, there was no increase in the rate. And then this year, we have a small increase, 0.32%, so about a third of a percent. And in our city, that amounts to about $1,600. We have seven public safety employees that are in the Tier 2 retirement system. That is, they entered public service at some point after July of 2011. and employees that entered public service prior to July of 2011 are Tier 1 employees, and they have a different retirement benefit altogether than Tier 2 employees. So it's my recommendation that we continue the practice of paying this on behalf of our employees. It's not a huge amount, but it does reflect, I believe, as an organization, when we do this, it reflects our commitment to them, and they will feel better about their employment with North Salt Lake. Now, Tier 2 employees, you may or may not know, the retirement benefits themselves are not as they're not as good or as full as a Tier 1 employee. And so the state legislature has tried to make up the difference. Police and firefighters have tried to lobby to get the benefits to be more similar to Tier 1 employees. And so over time, I think we're going to see more of this. But that's all the more reason, I believe, for the city to pay this on behalf of our Tier 2 employees so that they feel that they're being treated more equitably than maybe the differences in the two retirement systems would produce. And so that's my recommendation to the council, and we recommend that you adopt this by resolution, and then we'll submit this to the state with Utah retirement system. They want to have evidence that the city council has made this selection in a meeting. So.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Is there any further discussion on this? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Mayor, I'll make a motion. I move that the City Council approve Resolution 2022-23R a resolution of the governing body of the City of North Salt Lake authorizing the city to pick up the employee portion of the Tier 2 Public Safety and Firefighter Retirement System 2022 enhancements.
I'll second the motion.
Is that Stan?
Yes.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Sorry, one thing I failed to mention. In the title of the material, it says firefighters. We're not doing anything directly with the firefighters. That's the stuff in the fire area. So, thank you.
All right. So we'll strike that from the motion. Is that okay, Ted?
Yes, I'll accept that amendment.
And Stan, I assume you're okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's do roll call, starting with Ted.
Aye.
Alisa.
Aye.
Natalie.
Aye.
Stan.
Aye.
And I don't see that Lisa's on. Did she?
She is on.
And Lisa?
She's motioning aye. Yes.
Okay. That motion passes unanimously. Is there anything else, Ken, for this meeting?
Nope, nothing else.
I'll entertain.
Appreciate your time. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.